Okay. Hello, everybody. This is your recorded training for Embody for February. I can't believe it's already February 2024. And in terms of the Embody program, we're in the second month of our Myth of Perfection quarter. It was so good to see so many of you at the mini retreat last month. It was just great to start the new year off with so many of you. And at that mini retreat, we not only kicked off the year, but we kicked off this quarter of Myth of Perfection, and we reviewed foundational principles of Myth of Perfection. We looked at what perfectionism is. We looked at how the myth of perfection works psychologically, how it functions culturally. We looked at the playing God when we go into myth of perfection. And we looked at the ping-ponging of black and white thinking when we and our clients move into that myth of perfection. And then after that review, we went deep into something that we just touched upon in Sacred Depths, but we really expanded out so much. And we looked at the shadow of perfectionism, the sloth, the sloppy one, the mistake maker, the mediocre one. And we looked at what I think, and hopefully you do too, at that powerful welcome to the world technique. I'm still thinking about our January mini retreat and the richness that came through. And as I've shared with all of you, it really, I always learn from all of you. It inspired me to, work on one of my shadows, shadow around being mediocre, which I've been working on since then. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, along this theme and quarter of Myth of Perfection, in our last Q&A call, we looked at how business-wise our prospects might be applying the Myth of Perfection when they're thinking about buying our programming and our services. And we looked at what to do preemptively so that the myth of perfection doesn't get in the way of sales. Even if you haven't been able to come to our Q&A calls, or it's just not for you, I do recommend the second one of every month. I've been taking us through the first half hour of it, a little bit of a marketing training or lesson or content, and they've been really juicy. So anyway, today for our training, we're gonna continue with Myth of Perfection, but we're gonna be looking this time at one of my favorite Myth of Perfection tools. Even though, nevertheless. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a review from Sacred Depths. We're going to go a little bit deeper into it. And my hope is that you'll spend the month of February really working this one so that you can see shifts for yourself in your business, your relationships, wherever you're applying Myth of Perfection. Before we get there, a couple of just little announcements. So, again, just as a reminder, please don't apply Myth of Perfection to this program, to Embody. For some of you, you're showing up for everything, the mini retreats, you're watching all the recordings, you're coming to the Q&A calls, you're coming to the practice sessions, you're doing the homework in between, and you are loving taking advantage of every little last piece of this program. If that's you, great. However, most of you in Embody aren't doing that. And I designed the program with that in mind so that you can get more than your money is worth just from the quarterly retreats. That's the meat of the program. Then you get to decide what else you want to take advantage of. What I don't want to have happen is for you to apply FOMO, like fear of missing out, and oh my gosh, I'm not getting everything that I need from Embody if you're not showing up for everything, right? So don't apply myth of perfection. We've got a couple of bonus calls that I added coming up. On February 5th, I'm going to give you a training on how to put together preview presentations. It's going to be really, I think, helpful for those of you that want to market through preview presentations. I added another bonus call on March 13th. We're going to look at making calls to action during your preview presentations. We're going to have opportunity for networking at both these events. I know some of you want more networking. And I just want to remind you also, I'm here for all of it and to support you. Any questions that ever come up in your business, in your client case studies, in your programs, whatever it is, remember, I really want to help. So reach out, let me know what you need. Okay. With all of that, let's talk about even though nevertheless. And let's start here. Let's backtrack for a moment to remembering that whenever we or a client is stuck in the myth of perfection, we're in essence stuck in black and white thinking. Right? It's an either or situation. Either I'm a complete success or I'm a complete failure. Either my business is totally amazing or my business sucks. Either I am healthy or I'm always going to be sick. Either I'm beautiful or I'm really ugly. Et cetera, et cetera, right? In the black and white thinking, it's just two extremes. It's just one or the other extreme. And remember, we looked at real life is not on the extreme. There's no such thing as perfection in real life. And really, there's no such thing as failure. Real life is in the middle. In that middle place, right? But when we're in the myth of perfection, we're kind of just ping-ponging back and forth between the two extremes. And so some of the work that we want to do when we are supporting our clients out of myth of perfection, supporting ourselves out of myth of perfection, is to bring our clients, ourselves out of the extreme black and white thinking, out of the ping-ponging, and into reality, into the middle place, right? Where it's true maybe that the launch for the business failed or didn't do so well, I should say, but it doesn't mean that the business is going down the drain. Right. When we can move to the middle place that's not on the extremes, that's when we're in a much more grounded and really a more smarter place to make decisions from and to feel from. And so that's why I really love that even though nevertheless exercise. If you remember from Sacred Depths, what this technique does is it acknowledges the thing that didn't go the way we wanted it to go. The launch not working so well, the relationship falling apart, the parenting mistake, right? It acknowledges and honors that this not so great thing happens. And we need, as we've learned in Sacred Depths, acknowledging and honoring what is so important, right? Our clients aren't going to be able to consider a middle way, to consider moving out of the extreme, if we invalidate their feelings about the thing that didn't work out. So in the even though portion of the even though nevertheless technique, we're doing that important work of honoring what is. And then in the nevertheless portion of the technique, we are supporting our clients to think through and to remember that there are possibilities, that there are openings, that there are resources and celebrations to be had, even in this situation that they were just putting an extreme fail label on. It wasn't perfect, so it's a fail. And so I really like to use this in those situations. I also use this with myself frequently because I tend to go into catastrophic thinking and black and white thinking and myth of perfection. And it really helps to move me out. What is one of the things that's really helpful, if you remember about even though nevertheless, is the repetition, right? So we're not just doing one even though nevertheless, we're doing at least 10, 15, 20. Everything in the first half of the statement after, you know, with the even though is the same. And then we pick different neverthelesses. So I'll give you an example. I often like to give a parenting example because that is a place where I do go into my most fear and extreme black and white thinking and beating myself up for things not being perfect. So an example of one of my even though nevertheless's with this, which I come back to frequently, I have to with this one, is Penina, my older daughter, who's 15 and a half now, if you can believe it. She's tough. She's amazing. She's an incredible human being and just incredible. I don't know if to say more, but she is also one tough cookie. And she's teaching me a lot of lessons in this lifetime. And we are close. We have a close relationship. I think it's fair to say that. And also we butt heads a lot. She likes to give me a run for my money. And I go into fear sometimes with that. Like, yeah, I messed it all up when we're butting heads or when things aren't working out for her, you know, the way I wanted, when I'm flying myth of perfection on who she's supposed to be. I go into a lot of fear that I just messed it up. And I worry that, you know, we're not going to have a relationship when she's older, all the things, right? She's not going to be happy, you know, all of that. So, and it's like when I get into that mode, it is that black and white thinking, right? Either our relationship is perfect or it's crap. Either she's going to be a total success or she's going to have no opportunities in her life, right? Like based on one test that she didn't, you know, ace, whatever it is. So here's an example of even though nevertheless with some of those issues going on. Even though Panina and I butt heads a lot and argue. And even though she even sometimes tells me that she hates me, nevertheless, we have so many close, intimate moments. Even though Panina and I butt heads, and sometimes she even tells me that she hates me, and it seems like everything is going wrong. Nevertheless, she shares so much with me consistently, and she knows that she can come to me with any problem, and for the most part, I'm not going to be judgmental. And if I am, I will apologize and take it back. Even though Panina and I butt heads a lot, and sometimes she even tells me she hates me, and it looks like sometimes it's just going to all fall apart for her. Nevertheless, I want to remember that repair is more important than rupture. And even when I do something wrong, because my relationship with her is so solid, we can repair. Even though Panina and I butt heads a lot, and sometimes it just looks like things are going to fall apart for her, and she even tells me she hates me sometimes. Nevertheless, for the most part, she really has it together and has really great life skills that are gonna serve her well when she gets older. Right. So I can keep on going with this. Hopefully, you get the picture. It's pulling me out of, oh my gosh, we butt heads. She told me she hated me. And that means that, we have no relationship. She's not going to be successful in life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right. It acknowledges and honors some of the pain in that, the fear in that, the worry in that, right? I'm not sweeping it under the cover, under the rug. I'm acknowledging and honoring it. But then I'm really also remembering that that's not the full story here. That there is evidence that shows that we probably will have a great relationship as she moves into adulthood, and that she will be successful in life, right? Whatever that means for her. She'll have difficulty and hardship also, right? But both can be held at the same time. Okay, so what I want to do next is give you an opportunity to do a version of this for yourself right now. Let's say 5 to 10 statements, and start with what is something that you've gone into myth of perfection or black and white thinking with lately. That's going to be your even though. So, what is something that you are really struggling with right now that you're stuck in black and white extreme thinking with or myth of perfection with? Some examples can be even though I thought I was going to bring in 5 clients this month and I didn't, even though that campaign didn't work out the way I wanted it to. Even though I have to move from my home that I love so much. Even though I got diagnosed with, right, whatever you got diagnosed with. So What is something that you're kind of applying catastrophe to or total failure to, or that you're beating yourself up for? And what I want to invite you to do is in a moment, pause this recording and then do at least five, even better 10, where the even though is the same. And then a different, nevertheless, a different piece of evidence that it's not a total failure, that there is open opportunity and different ways of thinking and moving forward. Just take a moment to do that. I promise you, if you take the 5 minutes, it will be worth it. So pause the recording, and then when you're done, come back because I've still got more. Okay, so hopefully you just did your 5 to 10, even though nevertheless is. What I want to invite you to do next is read them over. You can pause me for a moment and take in each statement. Really bring each statement into your body, embody the even though, nevertheless. So that it's not just a cognitive exercise, but so that you feel it. And after you do that, the next invitation is to answer the following question. From this place, from the acknowledging and the honoring of both what has gone wrong and also what the opportunity possibility is, maybe more of the truth is, what's a next action step on the situation? What's something that you want to do next? And then from there, to continue to embody this moving out of the black and white thinking on this topic, I'd love if you can, every day over the next week or so, to be coming back to the even though nevertheless exercise. Don't have to spend a lot of time on it. You can repeat ones that you've done before if that's what comes to you, but continue coming back to moving out of the black and white thinking. Also start using it with other scenarios, right? So ideally, again, no FOMO if you're not going to do this, right? No myth of perfection on this, but one invitation is to really spend the month of February doing even though nevertheless on one topic, on different topics, right? Really practicing it throughout this month. When you work it with clients, do the first run in session, right? So that they have that time and space to do it with you and you can reflect on it, see how it goes for them, etc. And then give them the homework to do it consistently for a week. You may want to check in on them. They may want to share with you their writing every day, etc. You'll have opportunity later this month with Inval in practice session to also be working this in your practice sessions. And Inval will have a kind of extended instructions on this for you for that practice. I hope that you enjoyed this short recording. I am excited for those of you that feel ready and up to committing to this, even though nevertheless, for the month. I'd love for you to share in the Facebook group what is resonating for you from this call about your even though nevertheless, if you did it, if you actually paused the recording and you did it. And Any questions that you have, I'm sending you a ton of love.